Shalom to all! Today we're learning Mishnayos Kelayim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha, her Nisham Shadav and Aliyah, and Bischos Rachel Basar Gittel and Daniel Elias Brentsbury Rachel. They should be given to Zerah Shal Kayama Bekar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Vav continues with this concept that we had mentioned, Mishnah Hey, which is being Mekayim Kelayim, maintaining or allowing Kelayim to grow in one's field. Obviously, it's usher to plant Kelayim, but there's this other Isser called being Mekayim Kelayim. If he walks into his field and he sees that there's Kelayim growing, he has to uproot it right away. If he doesn't take care of it right away, so then that's going to be the Isser of being Mekayim Kelayim, and it's going to be usher to benefit from that which grew. So Mishnah Vav tells us, Haraya Yarek Bekerem, he sees vegetables, he sees some cucumbers, some carrots, some onions growing in his vineyard. V'amrini says, Ksha gieloi alaktenu, when I get to it, I'm going to uproot it. I'm going to pick it once I get to it. He's far away from it. He sees it from a distance. And he says, ooh, when I get to it, I'll be there in a bit. I'm going to pick it out. I'm going to take it. Mutter, son, it's mutter. He's allowed to benefit from it. He didn't plant it there. It grew on its own. And he picked it at the first opportunity. He uprooted it and took care of it the first available opportunity that he had. There's no iser of being mekayim kelayim. However, if the fellow says, Kisha echzar alaktenu, when I come back to it, I'm going to pluck it, I'm going to uproot it, meaning that he's there, he's able to take care of it right now, and he doesn't take care of it. He says, you know, I'll get to it later. So then, im haisef v'masayim, if it grew a 200th of what its size was right now, usser, it's usser, because now it grew be'isser. He knew that it was there, and he allowed it to remain growing another 200th, so then it's going to be usser. Now, how is he supposed to know if this cucumber, or whatever was growing in his vineyard, grew another 200th of its size after he already noticed that it was growing there and he didn't uproot it? And the answer is that there's two different ways. Either he can see how long it takes to dry out this item, then he divides that time into 200. If he waited that amount of time before he uprooted it, then it's usser. So let's say, for example, it would take 200 hours to dry out this cucumber. So an hour is our amount of time. If he let it grow an extra hour, so it's usser. If not, it's not usser. Now, according to others, he doesn't have to wait for the entire thing to dry out. Rather, he just waits till a 200th of it dries out, and if he had allowed it to grow that amount of time extra before uprooting it, so then it's usser. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin, continuing to talk about what's considered being Mekayim Kelayim. Hay Oifer Bekerem, he's walking through his vineyard. He wants to go through his vineyard to his field on the other side, and he wants to plant some grain. He has a bunch of seeds of grain, he has a bunch of kernels in his bag, and he's on his way to go plant them. V'naflu menuzraim, and some of these seeds fall out of his bag, they fall out of his hand, they fall out of the hole in his pocket, and they drop in his vineyard. Oy shiato mazvalim, these seeds came out with the zevel, with the fertilizer. He was fertilizing his vineyard, and he didn't realize that there were some seeds mixed into the fertilizer. Or they came out with the water. He was watering his vineyard, and he didn't realize that there were seeds in the water. Or, Hazerea, he's planting in his field, and the wind blew a bunch of these seeds behind him into his vineyard. Mutter, in all these scenarios, whatever grew in the vineyard is permitted. It's not usser, because he didn't realize that it dropped there. He had no idea that it was growing. He didn't realize that these seeds fell out of a hole in his pocket, or they came out with the water, or with the fertilizer, or that the wind blew it behind him into the vineyard. He had no idea. So whatever grew over there is permitted. However, let's say, Siaratu Haruach Lefanov, the wind blew the seeds in front of him, and he watched these seeds fly into his vineyard and get scattered all over the place. Now, what's he supposed to do? He knows that there's seeds in his vineyard, and that's an Isra of Kelayim. The problem is, he has no way of going through his vineyard and plucking out every individual seed. That's quite impossible. So Rabbi Kiva tells us, no issues. He can walk into his vineyard after everything already started growing, and then he can uproot it then. Imasavim, if it just grew into grasses, it just sprouted into little grasses, whatever it was that had fallen in his vineyard. Yufach, so then all he has to do is just upturn that soil, turn it over, now it's not going to continue growing, and he's okay, he's taking care of that kelayim. Vim aviv, however, if it grew a little bit more, if it sprouted just a little bit and already started growing into a stalk with a little bit of kernels on it, so then yinapets, he has to pluck out each of those kernels, he has to get rid of them, but he could still use the stalk that grew. The stalk that grew is not usser. only the kernels that grew are usur. However, v'meivia dagon, if it grew into grain, it's already considered dagon, which means that it grew into a full third of its size that it would have grown into, and already has a stalk and it has kernels and it's already edible. It had already grown to such a size by the time he managed to get to his vineyard to uproot it. Tidalik, so then it has to be completely burned, like all kelayim bekerim has to be burned. So this is already considered full-fledged kelayim bekerim, and it has to be completely burned. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.